On this episode of Movies Ruined My Life, it's the reboot of the Power Rangers. So today we're talking about Power Rangers. So that's Abdullah.
Hello.
I'm Brandon. And as you said, sir, it's our Power Rangers panel.
Yes, so long awaited.
We should give a quick shout out to all the people who either did not see the movie or genuinely couldn't make it for the panel. I know Brianna wanted to come on and do it. Devin refused to see it, so he's not here today. Sue's couldn't make it out. We still got to try and drag her on for a panel. Nick. She's helped us out with a few panels that are coming out soon. Yeah. We haven't got her physically here.
Yeah.
Nick is held up in traffic or something and has been diverted to his father's house.
Literally stuck somewhere.
Literally stuck. So we miss you guys, but we're forging ahead. And 2017's Power Rangers, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Initial thoughts? Let's kick off that way.
Exactly what I expected in terms of the cheese.
Yeah.
Little disappointed by the lack of them actually being Power Rangers.
Right.
And the abundance of them just being normal teenage kids for the most part.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a lot of pulling at heartstrings and, you know, we're all misfits, you know, outlaws in our social circles. But I don't know. I
it's
enjoyed
like Breakfast
it, but
Club
it was,
with superpowers.
Yeah,
a little bit.
That's a good analogy. Yeah. yeah. I mean, I enjoyed it, but I think it would have been more fun had they morphed a little earlier. Yeah. CrispyKreme.com/MRMLcream.
So, yes, we've got Krispy Kreme donuts in here today. We've got Krispy Kreme coffee in celebration.
This is not a coincidence.
Yeah. of the amazing Krispy Kreme product placement. We see Elizabeth Banks in this flick just loving that Krispy Kreme donut. His Goldar just foot comes right down beside her. Smash. No reaction because the donut is so fucking good.
Yes.
It's not because the CG is so bad.
No.
It's because the donut is that fucking good.
So when she went to the mine and, this is completely out of order. So we'll go back to the start of the movie in a bit.
Yeah.
But,
it's initial reaction.
Yeah. So the first thing, the first time you see Goldar, you just see his feet. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, how big is this guy going to be? Cause, you see him like next to her as she's bringing all like gold together.
Yeah. That she ate earlier.
The molten gold. And then she's at the gold mine and it's all coming out of the ground.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how big is this thing going to be? Mm-hmm. And it turns out pretty big.
Pretty big.
Pretty big. Yeah.
She did drop a Make My Monster Grow.
Yes.
Didn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Right as they were fighting the smaller, monsters, the rock monsters there.
Yeah. The putties that weren't putties.
Yeah. That's
we'll
the one.
That
a
little bit later.
Yeah.
For me, initial reactions, I went to see this with Paula on a cheap Tuesday.
Cool.
Because, you know, no one's going to pay us to go see fucking Power Rangers. but
Krispy Kreme's paying us.
Yeah, Krispy Kreme. Yeah, they're totally, you know, the most delicious donuts ever.
I agree.
I don't know. I don't know if I agree, but
whatever. It's really blasphemous.
If they do want to pay us, then I'll agree.
I'll gladly agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, initial reactions.
Yeah. Okay, so we're sitting there, and my first thought was, I'm watching Chronicle. I'm watching fucking Chronicle. The first act of the film is exactly that.
It's exactly the same. I'm like, where's Michael B. Jordan?
Yeah, exactly, right? But and oddly enough, before this played, we saw the trailer for Valerian, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's like,
right.
Just reminding me that... Yeah. This is just a Chronicle ripoff for the first act of the flick. of course, that film works because those powers that are created are the problem also.
Right.
Whereas not so much here.
The problem is already there. One thing that struck me was how it was like 65 million years in the making that these kids found the coins.
Mm-hmm.
But within 11 days, Rita was going to be, trying to take over the world.
Yeah.
It's like, what are the odds that now would be when they find these coins?
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing extenuating that dictated that they found the coins. It just sort of happened.
Yeah. And this is interesting because for anyone who did like the show, which I don't know if the movie. No, the show.
Oh, the show. Okay, yeah, yeah. Right.
If I wasn't a big fan of the show, but a few years ago, I found myself kind of doubling back, and I watched the arc that was the Green Ranger, like evil Green Ranger arc, and I'm sure that's going to play a hand in this conversation later.
Absolutely, yeah.
Which is probably the most watchable of any of those episodes. Let's be completely honest. And then it kind of sent me down a rabbit hole where I tried to watch some other materials and whatnot, but I thought it was interesting to go back to this is how the Power Rangers show started. Okay. You know, Alpha, Rita is back. Find me 5 teenagers with attitude.
That's
the show. Yeah. Okay. Now they're Rangers. Perfect. Right. And she wanted to take over Earth.
Right. Find the geo.
Well, she didn't in the show.
Right.
And so it's like one of these things where, okay, I appreciate the simplicity of the TV show, and that was great.
Yeah.
Because now they could have just done it the exact same way, except for add that little twist of the Zeo crystal being on Earth, and it's like, we need these.
Right.
To control the universe kind of thing.
Yeah.
Then you've kind of elevated it where it makes sense why she's so adamant about conquering Earth.
Right.
But they kind of, like you said, they shit the bed on it because they made it like, oh, what a quinky dink.
Yeah. Like, you know? Alpha, like, didn't do anything to find these kids.
Yeah.
They just fell into his lap. Mm-hmm. And now he's got
different
an army.
Colored kids.
Yeah. He's different colored kids. I was like, that just happened.
Yeah. Take the fucking armband off there,
Jesus
Alpha.
Christ.
Holy shit.
Yeah, like, let's draw attention to the race just so that people aren't going to be like, oh, they cast a white cast. Mm-hmm. And that's not allowed anymore.
And there was a lot of, elements almost like Buffy the Vampire Slayer and the dialogue and stuff like that. And I even thought the character of Alpha in the first few scenes that you saw him, it was a little bit like he was playing the role of Giles from the TV show.
Yeah.
Not so much, I can't think of Donald Sutherland's name in the movie, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
In any case, where he's like a librarian. He's just archiving shit for when Zordon comes back.
Right.
It's like, oh, hey, there's some kids here. Well, I was also supposed to do that, but I completely fucking forgot.
It's like, oh, yeah, it's in 11 months. No, 11 days.
Mm.
And he makes that joke, but it's like, you should have been actively looking.
Yeah.
I don't understand how you were just slacking on this, waiting for Zordon to maybe come back to life.
I guess the idea, of course, is that because Rita has come back, these coins have found new owners.
Yeah.
It all correlates because one, like the Green Ranger, as you'll find out in this film, everyone's got to be a fucking ranger now, has come back. The other rangers must too come back.
Right.
So maybe the idea is that the stones are, or the coins are, are they find their own owners, which is fine. They've kind of got that magical twist on them in the film.
But
it
could have just as easily happened that those kids didn't, like Billy didn't make that explosion happen. And, you know, if it had been found by some construction workers or like the miners.
Yeah. Then they would have been Power Rangers.
Yeah, but like, would they have been as excited about it?
No.
Would they really cared?
No. They probably also would have been hit by a train.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's quickly talk about that, by the way.
I was so confused. I was like, what just happened? And Billy didn't even get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing happened.
No, the mother doesn't seem to fucking know that the van is smashed to shit. Like, nobody called her from the police station being like,
bizarre.
We found your van smashed to fuck on a train track.
Yeah.
And, you know, one thing that I thought was really cool with that is, because I was laughing in the theater about it and we were cracking jokes. And I know that probably I'm almost certain that I've seen articles with the same thought in it this week, so I'm probably not alone in thinking this.
Yeah.
But I just had this vision of the train hits them, right? And then they wake up in their bed 2 days later. So what's happened in between? And in my mind, I'm just seeing, you know, Alpha, you know, tearing the doors off of the van and carrying them one by one to their house and putting them in their bed. That's what, in my mind, that's yeah. what's going on.
Or they, like, blacked out and, like, ran home. I don't know. It's
yeah.
really strange. The first scene kind of threw me for
but
a
again,
loop.
Kind of, like, chronicle that yeah. whole thing. So,
yeah. Mm. yeah. The first scene kind of threw me for a loop because they have that cow. Jason and his buddy.
Oh, we didn't talk about the cow.
Yeah,
oh,
Jason and his buddy.
We're doing terrible.
And he's like, yeah, I milked the cow, and then he's like, that's a male cow.
Yeah,
and he, looks, he sees the penis.
Yeah, and you and you see the fucking
I see
penis
the
on
penis,
the dog,
and I'm
on
like,
the camera,
this is
on the screen.
Being seen by kids.
Yeah,
just showing bull penis in the first in the very first scene.
Oh yeah, and the
I was like, what
the movie? Like the showing that I went to.
Yeah.
There was a mix of adults and
right.
and kids and so forth. And everyone's just laughing hysterically as this fucking bullcock is,
yeah.
Is
yeah.
on the screen. And you're like,
well, like,
you guys,
there's like,
you guys are getting a call from Children's Aid tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, you're laughing
it's bizarre.
At them. No,
but like, but at the same time, they show bull dick, but he like censors himself from finishing Yippee-ki-yay mother, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, just say it.
Yeah.
Or don't show bull penis in a movie where you're not allowed to swear.
And and explicitly say that this kid
jerked off
with
a bull.
Two hands.
Yeah.
He takes time to reaffirm.
That was, yeah.
That he, you know.
And like there were the other sort of like risque almost line was where he's like, have you guys morphed before? And Zach is like, yeah, but only in the shower.
Yeah.
And like kids are going to be like, what does he mean? Mm-hmm. And parents are going to be like, you'll soon find out.
Yeah, you'll be okay.
You'll know soon enough.
We'll be calling you Spider-Man when you turn 15 or 13. Mm. I could go down a dark road with this conversation, but let's go back to the movie a little bit. Another yeah. initial thought that I had was, as I was coming out of the movie, I realized this is just a Power Rangers episode, but it took fucking 2.5
it's
hours.
It's the first Power
achieve.
Rangers episode, essentially. It's like the first ever.
Yeah. It's so drawn everything
out.
Is so yeah, stretched out.
Yeah.
It's just I don't understand. And there was even a point where I knew that there was going to be they were gonna try and morph and it wasn't gonna work, and then it was gonna be like a wah wah.
Right.
Which I'm pretty sure they actually did in the movie, if I remember correctly. And this fucking all plays out in front of my eyes, and I had to let this guttural sigh out in the theater. I'm just like,
oh, you tried to morph again and it didn't happen? I'm shocked.
Yeah, like, I can't believe this is taking so fucking long. Like,
when is he going to say it's morphing time and just have it happen?
Yeah.
They're, like, fucking getting beaten up every day after school. By like at training,
yeah,
like going into school, like Billy has like a Band-Aid over his eye, just like cool. I mean, don't have them wear this armor and just get the shit kicked out of them daily.
But the funny thing on the show was how quickly they morph
yeah.
in the first episode yeah. or the first few episodes, and Zordon and Alpha are kind of laughing at them like, you fucking morph to fight putties? Like, are you stoned? Like, Alpha can beat up the putties, you know? Like, that's the,
yeah.
And that was kind of the charm of it.
Right.
And also, obviously, they probably wanted to keep the budget down, because let's get this out of the way, too. This is based on, or it's not based on, the TV show takes scenes from Super Sentai, the Japanese show, which Haim Saban also worked on, cuts them. Or produced and cuts them, and those scenes are actually like ramped up like 100 and
okay.
or like 10% extra,
right?
Kind of thing in terms of speed. So anytime that you see a, let's say, American actor in the show,
yeah.
that's new footage. But anytime that it cuts to the monsters and them in their suits, that's
yeah.
from Super Sentai.
Okay.
So That's why sometimes when you see these elaborate, like, giant arm movements and all they're, like, saying is, like, you know, Dragon Zord,
yeah,
fight or something. Right. And he's like, it's like he's in the fucking Village People's YMCA video. Yeah. And you're like, okay, well, a little elaborate, guys. But,
yeah,
I like it. Like, I'm down. It's
because it wasn't specifically made for this.
Yeah, it's like maybe the Pink Ranger isn't the only cheerleader in this group of five teens.
Yeah.
They're all on the cheerleading squad, which is cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's why that is. Also, I watched some of that footage this week because, again, I fell into a Power Rangers.
Right. It's just a little
sinkhole. Little
portal. Yeah.
Yeah, I ended up in that room of smoke where Goldar is trying to kill Jason in the in the Green Ranger arc. That's where I was.
Yeah. Okay.
Without my morpher. And I went down this rabbit hole again, and so I was watching Super Sentai episodes in split screen. People have done this.
Okay.
With the Power Ranger episode on the other side, matching them up.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. And I was doing that for a little bit because that's a useful allocation of my time.
Waste.
Yeah, perfect, right? So
I should have done that. That would have been pretty fun.
Yeah, it is kind of cool. Go back and
yeah, I'll check that out.
Yeah.
It sounds good.
I also just want to say, like, and Devin and I were talking about this week. I know he hasn't seen the film, but I said to him, and he said that kind of makes sense because it was an actual movie for whatever it's worth.
Yeah.
Power Rangers the movie. Like, let's not talk about Power Rangers Turbo, the movie, or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But just Power Rangers, the movie.
Yeah.
Because that was in my wheelhouse when I would have been the right age for that.
Yeah.
When that came out.
Right.
Better movie.
Yeah.
Like, it's more of a movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Ivan Ooze, and even obviously it's had a cultural impact, and because you still reference it. Obviously, when X-Men Apocalypse came out, the joke on the internet was, Ivan Ooze is in X-Men Apocalypse. Oh, no, wait, that's supposed to be Apocalypse.
Right.
And this film, I'm kind of at a point where, like, I didn't hate it. Now that I've come out of it, it's great. All I've been doing all week is fucking talking about how ridiculous it is.
Yeah, it was silly as hell.
And all these covers, like Social Distortion is in that flick. There's two Social Distortion songs. There's a cover of of a Flaming Lips song when one of them falls into the water. It's what song is it?
I can't think off the top of my head. I know the song you're talking about.
Yeah, and I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, and Paul, who's a huge fucking Flaming Lips fan, was just, you know, like squeezing my hand really hard. Like, what the hell is going on? But it was interesting. Speaking of which, you haven't seen Paul in quite a while. You're on the so come back for this, people, because I'm just cutting into the episode to give an advertisement for a future episode. The Silence of the Lamb, Hannibal Lecter, all that show. She's on.
Okay,
that
sweet.
So
that'll be good.
She's been asking when she's gonna see you, so.
Yeah, nice. Sweet. Yeah, to what you're saying about it being less of a movie, I feel like a lot of it was just, you know, trying to really make us care about these characters.
Yeah.
Which is why this long, like, character development arches and, like, all this sort of thing about what Kim did and sent the girl's picture to, like, make her seem like a real person and someone that you want to care about.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't really do a lot for me.
No.
Like, I didn't care about the characters, really.
I cared about Billy.
Billy, yes.
I like Billy off the jump.
And maybe that's why they had him die and come back.
Yeah, because he's the only one you give a shit about.
Like,
RJ Seiler, I think his name is here.
Yeah.
So, and he's been in something else I've seen, but I can't think of what it is.
Yeah.
I'll try and think of it on the break.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I completely agree with you. Like, Zach's character, for example, okay, he's just, he's crazy. He's the crazy guy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm doing crazy shit.
Yeah.
Crazy and he's
girl.
Even to the point where he just uses the word crazy in every opportunity, like you're saying.
Right.
That he can't, and he doesn't go to school, and he's a rebel, and this and that, and he sits on his roof.
With his binoculars.
And then, of course, the scenes to show depth in him are throwaway scenes where his mother is sick.
Yes. Yeah. And they don't really have anything to do with the team.
The only good time that or the only time that those scenes work is when the mother is sitting up in bed after the events of
right.
the final act.
And she's talking about them being heroes. Yeah.
Yeah. And that worked really well. Why didn't you just make all of Zach's scenes like that?
Yeah.
And then I would have given a shit about Zach.
Yeah.
Because he was a fun character, okay?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But show me that it's a defense mechanism.
Yes. Yeah.
And don't make it contrived.
Exactly.
You know?
Like,
he should still have a relationship with his mom other than shoving pills down her fucking throat.
They never showed why Jason was kind of a dick or whatever. Like, what is he, the class clown or is he the jock? Or do we not do these, you know, prototypes, stereotypes anymore?
Yeah.
He doesn't have a bad family life. His parents are only angry that he's constantly fucking up.
You mean his invisible mother who's always in the room adjacent?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah, you saw the father.
Yeah, you saw the father,
yeah.
And you hear the father arguing with the
right.
mother. You
yeah.
hear, you were saying he's Roy from The Office.
Yes, yeah.
His name, I've also forgotten, David Denman.
David Denman.
Yeah. Sorry.
Never seen him without the beard, actually.
Yeah. It's weird. He didn't have a beard for a bit in The Office, in The American Office. A little bit, I feel like.
But I might be wrong.
Whatever.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about The Office.
future episode.
I'd be down.
Yeah. TV Ruin
TV
My
ruin
Life.
TV Ruin My Life.
Yeah.
RML.
And there's one scene where it looks like he has a brother or sister bouncing on a couch and you see the mother come in and like, you know, pick
yeah, but you
him
never
or her
really,
up, but you never see the mother. Yeah. It's just like, there is a mother.
Like, I wonder if it's because they cast somebody who looked nothing like him.
Well, no, I think they just didn't want to have an abundance of characters. Like, they're already running a huge...
Yeah. There's like four, five characters that you
yeah,
have
if you got
to
get
about.
To know yeah. Jason's mom, too.
Like, I just couldn't sympathize with any of this.
Like, yeah.
I could... The scene with Trini... Also, why was she called Dee Dee sometimes?
Because they thought it was hilarious that people were getting her name wrong, so they used this joke over and over again. Because Trini is such a strange name.
It wasn't hilarious.
Or Trini.
Like, her problem was that her family was too normal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what? Why do
But her problem was her family is too normal and they wouldn't be accepting of her as a lesbian, which is also a throwaway
sure.
line that
yeah.
they don't even explain.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
you know... I don't know. It would have been interesting.
Like, well, boyfriend troubles? Yeah. Girlfriend troubles? And then, it's just sort of implied.
Yeah.
But it never gets explored or, like, figured out what. I don't know.
And can we talk about, by the way, why on the show the Yellow Ranger didn't have a skirt?
Why is that?
It's because in Super Sentai...
Yeah.
That the Yellow Ranger is the Tiger Ranger, not Sabretooth Tiger, and it's a boy.
Oh.
Yellow Ranger's a boy in Super Sentai, and obviously they use the same footage.
Okay,
so,
yeah.
Trini, are they playing with that? Oh, are they playing
maybe,
with that idea?
Maybe, yeah.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
Like, why can't you just have a lesbian character?
I don't know, because everything has to be complicated.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like...
Elizabeth Banks, what do you think of her in this flick?
She's over the top, as I guess she was supposed to be. Mm. Sort of like, there's no nuance, but it's Power Rangers.
Yeah.
She was like creepy and weird with it, which I think was supposed to be the case.
Mm-hmm.
I think she did a fine job.
Yeah.
I've never seen her in a role like this. She's normally just sort of variation of herself. I thought she did a fine job. What did you think?
You know what? As much as the first act dragged, I kind of liked Chronicle, so I didn't super mind it that I was watching Chronicle over again.
Yeah.
And I saw where they were going, so I wasn't that upset about it. Of course, you know, you got to get the somebody skinny dipping scene in and stuff like this, which was kind of silly.
For all the diversity they have like the five kids of different colors, as they say.
Yeah, and the two white ones are the leaders. Inherently, yeah.
But they never have ugly kids.
No, this
they're,
is true.
They're all
like, good-looking.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're all skinny and attractive.
Yeah.
And I understand that if you're going to pick people to be saving the world, they're going to be skinny or in shape.
Yeah.
But why do they always have to be
good-looking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really strange. I don't know. It's no ugly people, man.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
Yeah. Well, Alpha clearly has some problems with this sort of thing, so, yeah. You know. He's like, I can do different color kids, but not different color ugly kids. Like, yeah. You're taking it too far.
Yeah. It's like, still have to make a movie here, guys.
Yeah. As far as Rita goes, the first act, she took me out of the flick. Like, every time we'd come to her and she would be... Because they did two things. They did really close proximity work when she was still, I guess, you know...
Like starting out and sort of coming like back destitute. From being
dead.
Yeah.
And then they went to these... I guess they went over budget a bit and they were using a lot of masters or something to... It's, because a lot of the times with the kids, they were doing, you know, kind of that... They were driving a lot of the emotion that you were supposed to be feeling towards them with the camera.
Right.
And when you went to, maybe they just respected her as an actress. I don't know. And so it was a little bit of it was a little bit weird when you saw a lot less cuts.
Yeah.
Because you noticed it. Then you're like, oh, yeah, I've been watching just like cut. And now this is kind of like a real movie scene.
Right.
But, and then the other thing was that they did this whole almost like, it felt like The Ring. Some of the times, like the dream sequence with her.
Yeah, where she like comes up really close.
Yeah.
I'm just like, whoa.
Yeah.
It's kind of jumped.
And it's kind of the same problem that I had with Darth Vader, his first appearance in Rogue One. I love him being in Rogue One. Don't get me wrong. It's all like he was, yeah, it was great to have, I want to see that character in every movie.
Right.
You know, put him in fucking, you know, the... Like Wizard of Oz remake with Darth Vader. I don't care. Like, put him in anything. Apollo 13 remake. You know, do it.
Darth Vader. Shows up on.
Yeah. You guys okay? Yeah. Move along. All right. But there was something wrong with like how she was introduced. It felt like she wasn't that menacing.
No.
And then, of course, her fight sequence later was slow motion and clearly shot. Already very slow, so they didn't really slow it down very much.
Right.
And you could tell that the movement was done slowly.
Yeah.
Felt like a Steven Seagal movie.
Right.
you know, but I don't know. It, a lot of it didn't work other than the dialogue.
Yeah.
Like, when she delivered dialogue, she was having fun.
Yeah.
She's looking for gold fillings and the fishermen.
Like, it's kind of a poorly written movie to start with, but
I don't think it was that poorly written.
No? Okay.
You know? It was written like a Power Rangers episode.
Yeah,
it was a two-hour Power Rangers episode.
Right,
but yeah.
A little plastic, you know, but I guess it was what they were going for.
I don't understand why she had to be eating the gold. I don't even understand why she had to be collecting the gold. Like, why wouldn't she?
Well, Goldar
was being created the whole movie.
Yeah.
Like, it was just the whole town is constantly afraid now because it's this giant monster being built slowly in the middle of the town.
And I think it would have made it a lot more... clear who the good guy was or the bad guy was.
Because,
like, when the movie ends, they all clap and they're, like, celebrating after thousands of people have died.
Yeah, but they have businesses, no reference to know who like, was good and who was bad. Yeah. They just know the team won, so they're like, you won, we're on your side.
Have been destroyed. They don't know their kids are inside that robot.
Yeah.
It's like, why are you cheering?
Yeah, they have the
warning.
One reference of the Red Ranger getting out and saving his own father.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Okay, fair enough. But
like 10 people saw that.
Yeah.
So those 10 people would be clapping. No, I'm kidding.
Well, they're probably dead anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
But like, they also wouldn't have reacted because this movie had a really bad, like Star Wars, the prequels feel to it.
Yeah.
Where all of the after effects are clearly... placed in for you know optimum visual effect, but they didn't really block it out perfectly,
right?
So you end up with these scenes, much like when I don't remember which one it is, whatever Obi-Wan has his showdown. It's Clone Wars, I think,
right?
Has his showdown with General Grievous, or maybe it's Star Wars. No,
yeah. I'm not a big Star Wars guy.
But in any case, and Grievous is like spinning his fucking lightsabers all four of them like crazy, and Obi-Wan's just standing there, like Ewan McGregor's having a fucking smoke in front of the green screen, and then the fight begins, and they're like, okay.
Yeah.
But he doesn't react at all, and there's a ton of that in this film where people aren't reacting to CG characters.
Right.
And
Yeah, I hadn't really thought of that.
And so Yeah, that kind of bothered me a little bit. It always does, because as much as, say, for example, when Danny and I did the Fincher episode, we did acknowledge the point that when you look at the girl with the dragon tattoo, for example, and you see the practical elements that are there when you do that car flip and the explosion and everything, everyone reacts, or rather, the Elizabeth character, Rooney Mara, reacts correctly in that situation, right?
Yeah.
So you know that that's CG flames for the most part. 99% CG flames and all of these things.
Yeah.
But because of the intricacy in the blocking, you know that that's done that way. Although that's the only fucking action scene in that entire movie.
Yeah.
Like, you could have just gone through that, and you could have had a second unit director do that in 15 minutes,
right?
Which is probably what they did here.
Probably.
And that's that's what I'm trying to get at is that it's like this movie is supposed to be an action film at the end of the day.
The action scenes are the least thought out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
it just was a really interesting feeling, because again, when you go into a fucking Power Rangers movie, you were saying that someone walked out in when you went your screening,
like less than halfway through,
and you know why? It's because you expect it to be like, come on screen, maybe an opening kind of like stinger scene or something like that. You get a few minutes into the plot, and then it's like, go go Power Rangers.
Yeah,
like an hour and 45 fucking minutes. Like
20
into the
minutes
film.
Left in the movie.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh, finally, you know, like. He finally says it's Morphin time with a half hour left, and they have like the fight scenes against the putties.
And he says it like he's taking a shit.
Yeah,
like, it's Morphin time.
It's like, Morphin time. Like you would say, all right, like, let's get it over with. Paper. Let's get it over with.
Yeah.
The theme song. I
actually love that moment. I liked it in the theater.
I kind of like chuckled to myself just because, and I'd sort of forgotten to expect that. Mm. And then it happened. And I was like, of course. Of course, this needs to happen.
That fucking chase scene, the one that Jason gets in trouble for. Before we go to break, because we gotta compose our thoughts. We're ranting a lot. I was getting so I was getting woozy in the theater.
I know
the camera
gets spinning.
Oh man,
I genuinely felt a little nauseous. I was like, can we please stop this? And then
that was one or two shots, I'd be like, oh, that's an interesting effect. Okay, cool.
Yeah, but when he crashed, I felt like the crash
didn't
went
feel
on
the turn. You didn't feel the car flip because you were inside the car.
Yeah. I was like, what is happening? This is the worst camera work I've seen in so long.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been a good scene. It could have been a fun scene. And I don't know.
Because they didn't want to shoot it, though.
Yeah.
So all they had to do was shoot the inside of the van.
Yeah.
And then just green screen out everything else and place it on top.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do. And that's what they did, obviously. Yeah. So it's a good way to save money. I'll give them that.
Sure.
But... okay.
If you have a $100 million film, though, you should probably be making a better car chase scene.
One would assume, but much like all of the action sequences in this film, they seem like an afterthought.
Yeah. I feel like they could have had fewer action scenes and made them better rather than like cram it full of them and, you know, have them be pretty poor.
So let's take a little break. We'll come back, and I have a feeling that a lot of the next or the rest of the show is going to be talking about RJ Siler's portrayal of Billy.
Sure. Yeah, that sounds good.
Because we collectively kind of favorite character, I'm assuming.
Yeah, 100%.
Probably
Bill Hader and Brian Cranston did a good job. Yeah.
Oh, he was fantastic.
Yeah, he did really well.
I was just like, fuck this movie, I'm watching Billy.
Yeah.
Like at
yeah.
one point, I just I gave up on it, but we'll get back into the flick, lay some more praise on him, and I don't know.
I want to check out more of his stuff, but let's come back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey everyone, so I know we're being kind of negative on this flick. Reach out to us this week on social media at Mermel Podcast on Twitter, at MRML Podcast. Tell us what you thought of the flick. You can also find us at facebook.com/moviesfrommylife. Tell us there, or hashtag moviesfrommylife, wherever you're talking about movies, and we'll find you. Also, next week on the show, it's the first of two this year that we're going to have 90s Action Week. We're doing a battle royale with 32 of our favorite 90s action flicks. We hope you'll join us then.
And one wondering whether people would watch a movie where the bad guys, the good guys lose.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, and that's
like,
the thing.
That would be the only surprise in a movie. Like, because nothing surprises me about these movies now.
No.
Because you know exactly what's going to happen. Well, Rita can't win. We know that.
But also, Rita can't die. She's going to go into space for the sequel. So that's why she'll be on the moon planet. Because you got to... Or the moon planet.
The moon planet. The moon.
Welcome to the moon planet.
The moon planet.
You know.
Yeah. I don't know. I just want a movie where the good guys don't win.
Mm-hmm.
And I would watch the shit out of it.
Mm-hmm.
It would be like, oh, wait for the twist.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it can't be. I know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
The twist is that they don't win.
Yeah.
That would be amazing. I'd love that.
And then with that, say, for example, if you compare that to the episode that I said was the only good arc, the evil Green Ranger arc, which we'll get into probably because I'll keep referencing it.
But you felt like
if you lose in the first film, then it makes that it's Rocky is what you're doing.
Yeah,
you're making Rocky
vengeance and like
which you already had a fight montage in this fucking a training montage in this movie. So just go all the fucking way at this point and make Rocky legitimately.
Yeah.
If they lose and then they bring the Green Ranger in, and the Green Ranger's evil, and then you turn him, and then that's how you fucking beat
and like that.
That would
I like
be brilliant.
That idea, except. The Green Ranger would be coming back to the good side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he goes to school with them.
Yeah. Yeah. Be great. I don't know. I'm a little disappointed with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, Billy.
Sorry, we're back, by the way.
Yes.
If people didn't figure that out by now because we've been talking for 5 minutes.
Sorry if this is a little off the rails.
Well, yeah. I think we both agreed. That Billy's our favorite character collectively.
Yeah.
So favorite characters is going to go fairly quickly.
Yeah.
And then we'll get into favorite scenes, least favorite scenes, and then we'll get into a few more finer points. What was it that, you know, like I can tell you for me what, but let's just get going. What makes Billy's character the standout one in this?
I think for me, what I liked about him was he was...
Dimension?
Well, yeah, Dimension. And, like he had... he was like... Like endlessly optimistic despite having obstacles.
Yeah, no reason to be.
Yeah.
Your father is dead.
Yeah.
Your mother's barely keeping the
house together
at this
point.
Yeah. You know? She doesn't even know when you stole her van for 3 5 days.
Yeah.
You got no friends.
Right.
You just tried to blow up the school, basically.
Yeah.
You didn't really, but you almost did.
Right. And, you know, you go talk to the most popular kid in school, basically, and say, hey, let's hang out. You know, let's become friends. Mm. And it's like, cool.
Mm-hmm.
I loved his optimism and his, like, enthusiasm for things.
Yeah.
And he was just, like, genius.
Mm.
He's really smart. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that about him. It was good.
One thing that bothered me was the fact that they had a problem saying that it's one of those things that they kind of skirted over.
Yeah. His autism?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They wouldn't say it. They're like,
I'm on the spectrum.
I'm on the spectrum. Okay. Well, people know what that means.
Right.
But it's okay.
Yeah.
To say it. It's
like,
there's nothing wrong.
It's not mocking it by mentioning it.
This is not creating conversation.
Right.
This is the problem. Because a lot of people missed it.
That's the same thing with Trini.
Yeah.
Like, let's just not mention it.
Yeah, because kids aren't leaving the theater and going home and being like, you know, mom, dad, what's on the spectrum? Because they made it into a throwaway line.
Well,
but
especially
if they had said,
because,
I'm, you know,
yeah.
I'm on the spectrum.
This isn't a subtle movie. You're beat over the head with everything else,
yeah.
But the topics that are worth talking about
with your kids when you leave the fucking theater,
you skim over and don't even touch on it. Like, mention that you like girls and you're lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're gonna make that part of her character, then say that rather than like just implying it and moving on.
And it also puts into context why she was nice in earlier scenes to Kimberly.
Right.
And not to anyone else.
Oh,
because Kimberly's
yeah.
like, you know, when they go to throw her into the water, when they all think that Billy died, after they, again, chronicle, they all start to get superpowers.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
where she's like, I need some water.
I need some water, and I'm really sorry. Yeah, yeah, and she's sweet to her.
Yeah,
she's an asshole to everybody else.
Right,
but she's kind of nice to her.
Yeah,
and you don't know it puts context on that.
Right.
So again, it's something to talk about. Like, you know, when you're young and you have these feelings and so forth. That's not a lesbian thing.
Yeah.
That's an everyone thing.
Right.
And
if you feel like an outsider because you're a teenager.
Yeah,
not
exactly.
Because you're a lesbian.
Because you feel tingly about people when you're like, oh, right. I'm attracted to them.
Yeah.
But you can't rationalize that. So
right.
You act differently around people. Especially, these are things that you can talk about.
Yeah. And like, it's not.
They're there.
Like,
they're in the movie.
Like you say, it's not just a lesbian thing. We thought girls had cooties until however old, and it was like
I never went through a super cootie phase.
I maybe had like one grade, 1 year where people were like cooties,
getting cootie shots,
cootie shots, and then I was like, oh, girls make me feel nice, and I find them visually appealing, so it's like maybe don't mock them for having some weird disease, but yeah, like, why not touch on these things?
Mm-hmm.
Just, no, let's just get past it. It's not important.
Let's put them in the movie, but give them no credence whatsoever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was why we like Billy.
Apparently. Yeah.
That was...
Because he was autistic. By the way, guys, if you didn't catch it, he was autistic. They very slightly mention it.
Yeah, so have a conversation with your children about how some kids can be different,
functioning,
but amazing.
And,
you know?
Sure.
Everyone's different. Everyone's, you know, cool.
Right.
Everyone's worth chilling with, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
in any case.
Yeah.
Where are we here? I wanted to mention the amazing fucking panel van that gets smashed up.
Yeah.
That looked like a fairly recent Dodge Caravan.
Yeah.
May I just say?
Yeah.
Where does he find this wood panel version of that?
I don't know.
Like,
it was really strange.
I want that.
Yeah.
I would really drive strange. Down the street blaring Social Distortion with like a Power Rangers custom license plate.
A decal.
Yeah, just like, you know, people, like, they just hear the Social D come in and then they fucking turn around and they see the panel van and they're like, oh, fuck. You know? But I will not play that fucking cover of Flaming Lips.
That
is bullshit.
There was something that I, speaking of this technology, there's something.
Although they got paid for it. So,
yeah. But there was something specific that I thought of yesterday. Maybe you can jog my memory. It was about how they have cell phones and things, but there was something, incongruous with some other technology that they were looking at. Maybe we'll come, I'll think about it.
Cause they don't have the communicators and stuff in this flick.
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
They also have to physically go to this fucking cave.
Yeah.
All the time.
Every day.
Yeah.
You know what's weird? So the first time that Billy morphs, he does it just anywhere. But then when they morph later, they have to be standing on the things.
Yeah.
Like, he was just in the cave, but not standing on that thing.
Yeah. Because it's inside of them.
I guess, but like, they had to stand on the lit up pieces of floor to morph then.
Yeah.
I was like, why can't they just morph anywhere? It was really strange.
Yeah. Why aren't they putting the coins into morphers? You don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Well, yeah, clearly they can morph anywhere, so it doesn't really make any sense.
I don't know.
What's the deal with the power grid and so forth?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's a lot. I know it's Power Rangers, and I don't have to be so critical of everything.
No, it's supposed to be fun, but the problem is you didn't make the movie fun.
You have to make it consistent.
For over an hour.
Yeah.
You made it not fun. You made a not fun movie for the majority of the movie.
Yeah.
Other than the fight montage.
Right.
You know, and the Krispy Kreme montage, because they're fighting over a donut that they're eating with a fucking fork, by the way.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
That's blasphemy. That's travesty.
Who's eating this fucking, you know, this episode brought to you by Krispy
Kreme.
You jam that thing in your fucking mouth.
Exactly. I'm going to do that after this one. Oh, jeez. He said, I don't know. sounds a little.
We're derailing.
Yes.
Now, well, but we're in line with the movie because you're jerking off bulls and whatnot. So.
Jesus Christ. That was,
gold.
I did not see that coming at all.
Neither did he.
Fair, yeah. He just thought it was milk.
Ooh.
I hope. I don't know if he drank any.
Fuck, I didn't want to say it. I, like, stopped and looked at you, and then you just delivered the line.
Favorite scenes. That was kind of a funny scene. I kinda,
bull semen
yeah.
scene?
Yeah.
I'm not putting that as my favorite scene.
No, it's not a favorite scene. It's not a favorite scene. It's not a favorite scene, but it was kind of, I kind of chuckled. I was like, all right, cheap laugh, but okay. Fair. I'll go with it. Favorite scenes. I don't know. I actually quite liked the scene where she went into the jewelers. That was kind of fun.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that scene.
I don't like these putties just being rock monsters though.
Yeah.
It pisses me off.
Yeah. What are they in the show?
Well, the idea of them being putties, that the name even comes from, they put them in the oven. It is putty.
Okay.
They put them in the oven and then they come out and he's just like the guy that's making all this shit. He just rolls it up like, oh, it looks kind of like a guy.
Okay.
Throws it in. That's why they all, like, some of them have giant hands.
Oh, okay.
As much as it's stupid, it is kind of, it does make sense in the context of the show, which makes no sense.
Right.
So it makes sense because it makes no sense.
Yes.
And same as that's how they're making all the monsters. They're cooking them.
It was ludicrous how many there were.
Yeah.
Like, there were certain Zords that were just covered in them. Just covered.
It's interesting to me, like, actually, I went to the bathroom afterwards, and someone said to me, or someone said as they were coming out, wow, this is a really fucking convoluted story already, I'm sorry, that the monsters reminded them of Suicide Squad, the monsters in that.
Okay.
And I was thinking about it after, because, whoever it was that said that in a theater in, I think we were in Mississauga, I don't know, it might have been in Toronto, I can't, it's been a few weeks since I've seen the movie.
Right.
I go to a lot of movies.
Fair enough. Yeah,
I kind of do a podcast about it. Yeah, so it's a really good point, actually, in that they're just kind of garbage monsters.
Yeah,
that's in both cases.
Yeah,
and it is kind of frustrating, this move towards these, like, I don't know,
generic looking, like nothing, faceless monsters. Yeah,
yeah, and she still called them putties. Like, don't even bother referencing it. If you're going to reboot it all darker and edgier and all this stuff, then don't worry about it.
But, yeah.
The suits did look good, though.
They did, really. They did look really good.
When you finally saw them, they looked good.
They're almost, like, painted on. It seemed like it when you see them morphing. And you get close to the skin, and it's kind of just forming over their skin.
Exactly.
Yeah, they were good suits. I like them.
And the visors going up doesn't bother me because they did that in later Power Rangers shows, I guess.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. That's not why it doesn't bother me. It just didn't bother me because you're paying for these beautiful kids' faces, as you've already alluded to. You're not getting the ugly kids.
Yeah.
So you're getting the good-looking kids so you can put the visors up.
The reactions, and you want to see their reactions, right?
Yeah.
Which is why you have the visors up. But,
because gone are the days where people can react and emote with, you know, subtlety and body language and dialogue, for example.
Well, that's what I was saying, because, like, that's what I was saying about the autism and the lesbian.
Mm-hmm. Why are those subtle?
Everything else is
overt.
It smashes you over the head with it, and then let's not talk about that, but the reactions were, like, Kimberly's reactions specifically when she was flying the plane.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, we don't need these.
Yeah.
She's just, you know, face is really lit up and, like, bright, you know, eyes wide, and it's like, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Just show me what's going on.
So while they're protecting the Krispy Kreme, coveted Krispy Kreme.
Yes.
Which they don't technically successfully protect.
No.
The Krispy Kreme gets demolished.
The hole happens.
Yeah, that gets demolished. Yeah. They're going to rebuild it though, because it's a, like, Angel Grove needs Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
So it'll be in the sequel. That's going to be their. What was the name of the thing in the show? I can't think. It was like the youth center or something like that. They hung out at the youth center. That's where they got their smoothies and shit. But in any case, I can't remember. I think it was the youth center.
Okay.
Because there was always, like, karate tournaments and stuff there.
Okay.
That's how they meet Tommy, for example.
Right, yes, You know? I remember that, but I don't... I think it was called the Youth Center. I haven't watched a lot of Power Rangers.
But in any case, I guess that's going to be the substitute for that. But they're protecting the youth center. They are, you know, the Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
And that gets destroyed. They have to hold the line on the hole. And that's fucked.
Yeah.
They don't do that in their Zords.
Right.
And then they form this weirdo Megazord thing, right? And I don't even, like, it looked okay. Looked good, you know, whatever, right?
Yeah.
But the we got a little bit Pacific Rim with it.
Yeah.
And where, like, you're controlling the leg, you're controlling the arm and stuff. But what really fucking got to me was that you've been spending the better part of my fucking life at this point, because it seems like I've been in this movie forever, but talking about how we've got to come together, we've got to be friends and friendship and knowing everything. I got to know when Kimberly, when is your, like, tell me about your cycle and, like, when was your last bowel movement, Billy, and all of these things. Like, I have to know this stuff. I have to know.
Why do you think you're a bad person?
You know, inside and out.
Yeah.
But then they get in this the Megazord, that's for all of them. They have to do it together now.
Yeah.
And they're all separate in the Zord.
It was ridiculous to me how quickly they were able to start cooperating or coordinating each other. Like, these are
over
running
the radio. They're not even, you're still going to die separately. Like, this is the thing. So it's like, we're going to die together. Yeah. Okay, you're not in the Megazord yet.
Cool. Right.
And then they get in the Megazord because somehow, like, it forms itself underground, in proximity to the Zeo crystals or something,
because
they didn't know what they were doing, but they, like everything else, I guess they morph by reaction, they call the Zords by reaction, that's what they're doing here, it's kind of a, you know, mental thing.
Right.
Although Zach, earlier in the film, they just finished saying, like, when you can morph, you'll be linked to your Zord mentally or something.
Right.
Like that. 2 seconds later, he rides out in the Zord that's his.
Yes.
With no fucking reference to which Zord is his.
Right.
Almost takes out a bunch of nuns.
Yes.
No, he gets in the black one. He's the Black Ranger.
I thought he got in the blue one.
Zach.
Yeah.
Zach, he got in the Mastodon.
Did he? Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought for some reason he got in the blue one.
Triceratops?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm misremembering.
Yeah. You know, anyway.
I don't want to I'm not going to check it because I'm not dedicating any more time to this film. I will totally see the sequel, though.
You know, 100%.
It's like, as fucking down as we're getting, it's like, this is the same reason that we love, say, for example, 90s action movies.
Yes.
The first part of our 90s action series is coming, like, in 2 weeks.
Okay.
So, it's the same reason. Like, we kind of love them because they're cheesy and they're fun and whatever. And this movie is cheesy and fun.
Right.
It's a little depressing off the front, but,
yes,
you know, you get the payoff.
Thing that I just remembered was another, like, social commentary thing that they did was on basically slut shaming.
Yeah.
Essentially is what Kimberly was doing.
Yeah.
And Jason is like, Everyone does it. It's fine. And it's like, what? No. Yeah. Like, that's not cool. You lost your friends because your boyfriend punched you, or like you punched your boyfriend's tooth out.
Yeah.
And that was because he called you a mean person for like slut shaming somebody?
For sending a picture to him of her that friend sent to Kimberly.
Like, no, you are a bad person.
In confidence.
Like, you're not maybe a bad person, but you definitely did a bad thing.
You made a bad choice.
Yeah. And then you punched him.
Yeah, so, like, that conversation should have gone, like, you've made a mistake.
Yeah.
But now you have an opportunity to be a better person.
You made at least two mistakes.
Yeah.
And then they portrayed the other girls who didn't want to be her friend anymore.
Yeah, they're kind of like Bulk and Skull in this movie,
aren't they? Bitches, but that, like, even when she drops a bit of the of one of the putties on the hood of their car,
and all three bullies, the one that was bothering Billy,
and I was like, well, there's a good reason that they didn't want to be your friend anymore.
Yeah,
like, why are they being seen as bad people?
Mm. Like, you know, in the past, when I've sent pictures of my dick to friends, they always keep it to themselves.
Yeah.
They always,
I've sometimes sent pictures of my dick to people. Like, I once sent it to everyone in my address book.
Just
for
fun.
It was really embarrassing, but it also cost a fortune in stamps.
Yeah.
it's really expensive.
Yeah.
But,
fuck.
How are you going to make her out to be the, you know, a bad, like,
you know, what's funny.
You can have salvation.
When you said that, I just had a visual of you just with, like, you know, granny glasses, like down on the tip of your nose, just flipping through a solid, like, address book and then copying it down with a pen on each envelope, you know, licking the envelope, putting on the stamp, and inside one of each one is the exact same picture. You've gone to like a Photoshop and had them all printed out, you know, and the guy has to, you know, actually look at all of these. He's giving them to you. Like, are you okay with the prints?
Yeah.
You know?
I remember what it was about the technology that I was thinking of. Everyone has printed out photos that they printed at like a Photoshop.
What?
They have photos in the movie.
Who has photos?
Like Kimberly has a photo of that they cut her out of.
Oh,
her
yeah.
Friends. Yeah. I'm like, what? What?
They went to the trouble of printing it. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
They, like, went to the shop.
Yeah, they went to a photo center. Yeah. Even a Walmart or, you know, Staples Walgreens or something like that.
They had them printed out.
Yeah.
And then at the end, like the moment after everything's done, she's in her room with a picture of the five friends, mm-hmm. the five Rangers.
Yeah.
And it's glossy, so it's been printed on like
cards, like high stock, high quality stock. Yeah.
Unless she has her own dark room, which is ludicrous.
Yeah.
So she's found time.
Well, you do. Maybe she used your dark room. Just saying.
I don't know.
Yeah. unless you went to a shop to get those.
But she made time between saving the world to like go to a store to have photos developed.
Yeah.
She has a cell phone.
In the suit? Are they in the suit?
No.
Because that would be amazing. Yeah. If she went in and it was just like a selfie with them in the suit.
But like,
hey, are you the Pink Ranger? No.
No, how did you guess? Well, we've got these photos, and you didn't have the masks on, so...
You do have a policy here where you're not supposed to share these photos with anyone else. Like, I'm not a fucking lawyer or a doctor. This is going to the fucking newspaper, like, right now.
You know how little money I make here? Mm-hmm. Like this. It was really strange that they had printed out photos.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, cell phones.
Well, they do also have a printed out paper because, of course, you see the article in the paper, which we were talking about off air. The headline is like five mysterious heroes, blah blah blah, right?
Like save Angel Grove.
But that article would read in real life would, you know, Angel Grove, the site of alien combat or something. Yeah, they can't differentiate between the two
cities. The city formerly known as Angel Grove.
Yeah. Which lost
half its residents.
And it's Krispy Kreme.
And it's Krispy Kreme.
Sad as day.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot that bugged me about this movie, but I'll be watching the sequel.
Yeah, of course. Of course. We're going to watch it. No doubt. The other thing that I wanted to ask you about that final act, even once Goldar is walking across. See, this is the thing, right? To me, don't have Elizabeth Banks like digesting gold and then whatever is going on. I guess she poops out of her hand into the staff or something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Whatever. I don't want to think about it.
The logistics of her digestion.
But
the gold and processing it.
But in any case, so Goldar comes up all at once. If you have this scene where Goldar is just, she puts the staff in the ground and Goldar is just growing as she continues to collect gold or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And this is coming. And then you have, God forbid, in the US of A, the good old US of A, the fucking military shows up or anyone with a gun. The only police officer that we see is literally offered the keys to a boat, you know, and then beer.
Yeah.
As much beer as he wants from Roy's boat, and then he's murdered instantly.
There's one more cop, and that's...
Oh, that gets... With the shotgun. Comes into a fucking jewelry store where there's a homeless person.
Shoots a woman with a staff, mm-hmm. who just has a staff with a shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, really?
Yeah.
She looks like a homeless person with like a solid gold staff. But I'm pretty sure I saw this. The couple that was there before Rita came in.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the guy was shot in the leg.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I saw him like on the ground grabbing his leg and like sort of inching away into the corner.
You think that's like,
I don't, I was like, what?
What is a weird injury that happened on set? Like, what if that actor's got a really bad Charlie horse?
Like,
we can't
cut this.
Yeah. We don't have money,
for another shot. Oh my God.
But yeah, it's just, okay, so they escalate to shotguns immediately, but no one calls in additional police.
Yeah.
Or, and you've already had the
call. Sorry, this isn't police. This is mall security that had a shotgun on him.
Okay, so even worse.
Yeah.
And then no military.
Yeah.
So if you had had, say, for example, Goldar coming into the ground slowly,
right,
you know, as the gold is building up,
yeah,
then it kind of makes sense that the military might show up.
Right.
But even not doing that scene the way I'm saying, Goldar is walking across a fucking field forever in this movie.
Jason stole a cow and the cops were right on his ass.
Immediately. But there is not a fucking, you know, F-15 doing a fucking pass, trying to shoot it a couple of times. There is a fucking robot.
They got Kimberly in the pink plane there.
They've got a robot pterodactyl flying through the air, and there's not one fucking fighter jet.
I hadn't thought about this until just now.
I said F-15. That's embarrassing. Whatever.
That's fine. That's a thing, no?
Yeah,
I'm sure it's something. That's a plane. Yeah. I'm pretty sure F-15 Hornet.
It's a Hornet? Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
F-16, that's what I meant.
It's fine.
There's not one fucking jet in the air. There's not
a police officer.
There's not a cop. There's not a tank. No. There's not anything. Because, I'm sorry, but this town is in martial law. As soon as you see a gold guy flying through the field.
Yeah.
Or not flying. Because he's walking really fucking slowly.
Followed by five mechanical dinosaurs.
Yeah.
No one cares.
And they even had to rationalize that.
Yeah.
Instead of just being like, this is really cool.
Yeah.
They had to make it, these were the most powerful beings on this planet.
Yeah, at the time.
When Bryan Cranston, who we should talk about now.
Yes.
And some other woman, because you only saw the Red and Yellow Ranger.
Right. Yeah.
Were Power Rangers.
Yeah.
And that was why. So if they got to make their own Zords, why don't we get to make our own Zords? Like, I want my Zord to be, you know.
Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah,
I don't want a mastodon.
This is 65 million year old technology.
Yeah, exactly. We can
probably do a little bit more.
We can do a little better here. Like, where's the? You know,
we
you
can
still
build
got a fucking
him
A-track
better
in here.
Yeah,
you know, but whatever. Bryan Cranston.
Yes.
Thoughts on him in this film? Well, his minimal presence.
Yeah. It's a bit embarrassing, but I didn't realize that was Bryan Cranston.
Oh, really?
Until just now. Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, until like
how the mighty have fallen.
Until an hour ago. But like, I genuinely think that he might just have been a fan and was like, all right, I'll do this. It's a pet project.
I get the impression that he just likes to do fun things.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. I like him in pretty much everything. Yeah. And this wasn't really an exception.
No.
It was fine. Yeah. It was good.
Wasn't super big on his role in the Total Recall remake.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. Yeah. Just, I don't think I've seen that.
It didn't do it for me.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was super worried about him with the floating head, because that old floating head kind of always had this weird, Stranger Danger vibe to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, it's always like, find me some hot teenagers with attitude, you know? It always, like, bothered me, you know, like...
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
And he always seemed to favor Kimberly, you know? It was,
she is hot.
It's like, Kimberly, I know you really miss Tommy, so I made him a new power coin. Please don't leave me, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
It was really fucking creepy.
Yeah.
But, you know, you don't recognize that as a child.
Yeah, well, I'm glad they cut that out pretty much.
What?
In this movie, there wasn't that sort of thing, was there? Do you think?
Well, no. He had no time for anyone. And then all of a sudden, he doesn't believe they can do shit.
He's like angry at them after having given them no instructions.
Mm-hmm.
Just think of yourselves and you will morph. And it's like...
Yeah, and his moment of redemption is kind of like, oh shit, I've been an asshole to both my own team and to these fucking kids.
Yeah.
Well, we'll let the autistic kid live.
Yeah.
And we still won't talk about how.
No, not at all.
But yeah, we'll let the kid that you've just had a funeral march through the entire town of Angel Grove, also nobody saw.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then apparently threw him back into that water.
Well, they,
because
like,
how else do you get him
together,
in there?
I think, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they showed
they didn't
that.
Go like, one.
No.
Two,
it was like Jason and Kimberly held him on either side and like jumped together and like went in. And then
so that kid's been dead for like 2 hours before he gets to
and
the
he's
power
been,
grid.
And he's been in two different bodies of water to get there.
You know what would have been convenient in this movie?
What's that?
Transporters.
Yeah. Would have been cool.
fucking colored rainbow stream through the air.
You have all this other power. Yeah, you just smash your phone with your hand.
Yeah.
Just getting angry at something, which, by the way,
you can do that. We can do that.
Yeah. By the way, you were at fault for. So, I just didn't understand.
Yeah, your fault. Yeah.
Why am I feeling sympathy for this girl who, for all intents and purposes, she's a bitch.
Yeah.
She's not a good person.
No.
Ugh. I don't know.
But she's really good at cutting her own hair. Like really good. Well, like really very good. Stylish.
Yeah. It looked great. Yeah. I thought it looked a lot better with the short.
Her parents were so fucking pissed. Not only do you see the dad be like, oh my God, you cut your hair.
What did you do?
The mother is screaming inside the car.
Yeah.
She's like, oh my God. Like the way you would if your child was in imminent peril.
Yeah. She's already in Saturday detention, but now she's cut her hair. This is too far. This is beyond the pale.
Yeah.
That's so bizarre.
You have this wonderful, fashionable style, nice, you know, shoulder length summer cut.
Yeah.
Can't believe you did that. Can't believe it's a nice bob. Yeah. You know, it doesn't look like a mom cut.
But she comes back from the washroom, everyone's like, everyone notices immediately.
Yeah, I think Jason started touching himself under the desk, but he might have been thinking about the bull, so who knows?
Jesus. Bull dick.
Yeah. Did we talk about Bryan Cranston? Oh, I liked what they did with the. I was really pleased with how they portrayed like him being able to slide back and forth.
Yeah, that was cool.
It's a metal field kind of with individual blocks that make up his face. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
He probably enjoyed doing the little white dots on his head, doing the image capture
that'd
on
pretty
that.
Cool. Yeah, it'd be cool. For sure. Yeah, I like that visual aspect.
And that shows how good Cranston is, even in a movie like this. He's not acting with those people.
No, he's in a different room. He might not have met them even.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's just delivering his lines.
Yeah.
So, bravo. I really liked Hader in the character. I thought that whole I thing would...
You know,
he was a little bit of an,
it's kind of a racist, but,
he made some weird choices.
In fairness, he's been down there for 65 million years. He doesn't know anything about.
Well, apparently he does because he's just been archiving shit in the ship.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Reasonable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
again, I'm just not sold on them happening upon this cave exactly 11 days before, the world is potentially destroyed.
So, yeah, you know, really if Rita was back, they find out Rita was back, and then Zordon's like, find me some peeps.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like they did in the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then the theme song that's kicks in.
Yeah.
Then I'm down with that.
Yeah.
But
it's believable. As much as anything can be in this movie.
Yeah, exactly. It's fun, but so I understand, for example, to go back to something we talked about an hour ago, like why that one cat walked out, because it was a long waiting period for any kind of satisfaction.
I think we were an hour in, and
I think we were an hour 20 or hour 40 in.
No. I think we were an hour in when the guy walked out.
Oh, wow.
He was like, this is just a teen soap opera.
Yeah. Which isn't, inaccurate. So,
yeah.
Anything else you want to touch on? I feel like we've basically
ripped it to shreds. Let's talk about good things in this movie.
Yeah, let's go. Favorite scene, least favorite scene, at once. Your favorite scene,
favorite scene. I like the song, man. I like the theme song coming on and them like almost racing each other to get there, and like just galloping. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is great. This it just gave me a lot of nostalgia. Mm-hmm. It felt good. Yeah. I don't know. I was smiling to myself. I was kind of chuckling.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it. Yeah.
All my favorite scenes are with Billy.
Yeah.
The only one that kind of fell off for me was when, of course, he missed that jump, and like you're supposed to think maybe he's dead.
Yeah,
because you do it to him twice in the movie. You want to kill this kid every fucking chance you get.
Yeah,
but I would say probably my favorite scene, because it's with Billy, is the scene at the mine, like when he has the conversation with Jason, and Jason's like, "All right, bye," and then he's talking to his dad.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, he's kind of just talking to himself.
And he's talking to his dad about, like, you know, And then later on, he talks about how just before he blows the mine the first time, that's when he's talking to his dad.
Yep.
And then later on, he talks about how he doesn't miss his dad as much with them in the circle. Yeah, the only story again sweet. That was that was really like you know, relevant.
That actually, I can't see how anybody feels anything for the other guys, the other people.
And then
I also really like the scene where Jason went over to have his chip deactivated.
He's talking about
He's just talking the whole time, and it was a great scene. I really like that scene
because you can play that. So there's an interesting way, and kudos to the writers on that scene because you got an interesting way of delivering exposition.
Yeah,
you know, forwarding the plot, forwarding character development specifically
that was
in
that
particular scene, and also maintaining a sense of urgency in the scene. Putting them in minor at that point, but still in peril to a certain extent.
Yeah.
And I like that, you know, because if this didn't work, the two cops that are in Angel Grove apparently would have been kicking in the front door.
Right.
You know,
it also shows that, that he's calm under pressure because he's sort of just,
well, he does take everything literally because he's on the spectrum.
Yeah, fair. Mm. No, but I mean, he's talking about all kinds of things while working to get this guy not arrested.
And he remembers his address and
all
those things.
Yeah, exactly. So. Yeah, for sure. Cool. Least favorite scenes?
Well, hang on one second, though. Okay. With Billy, there was one other moment, and they're all kind of connected. So you've got that scene, and then you've got the one where he's like, I don't miss my parents anymore. And then when he talks about... when he's talking to himself again, he's like, you might, and I guess that is the jump. So it's the precursor to the jump. And I actually did like that where it's like, you know, your mom will be alone, but that's okay because you can find somebody. But
right.
You know, I did like that internal monologue.
Right.
Because being an only child, for me, I talked to myself a shit ton when I was a kid.
Really? Yeah.
You know, I don't know because you go stir crazy if you're just like alone too much.
Yeah.
So, and sometimes it's just you talk.
Right.
So I related to that moment a little bit. For what
he's also,
worth. But then of course the what happens in that scene is bullshit. But whatever.
Right. Right.
That moment's nice.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, again, he had to fall down a crevice where they thought he had died in order to find these guys and save the world. Mm-hmm. What are the odds?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it would never happen. Mm-hmm. Someone's gonna jump on the off chance. That there's water at the bottom,
yeah,
and that it's safe.
But that's, I guess, why they are they're hiding there.
Yeah,
I understand that. Although Zach now left a huge hole in the side of the fucking mountain, so everybody's just walking.
Oh,
in
yeah,
and out,
yeah, that's right.
Know.
Yeah,
just.
Oh, I guess for the rest of the movie, they didn't have to go through the.
They could have just walked
the long way. Hold on a second, though, because that hole was there the whole time. But when Billy quote unquote dies,
yeah.
They jump in the water and go in the hard way.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, because Zach stole the Zord like an hour ago in the movie at this point.
Like, drove a chunk into out of the road.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
So it wouldn't be hard to find either.
No. No. Because it's like just up from the road. You could park your car there.
Yeah. Well, they didn't take a car. They walked on foot all the way there.
We were trying to say good things about this movie, and then we just went back to trashing it again.
Well, that's okay. So that'll be my pick. Then. That'll be my pick for least favorite scene: the funeral march.
Yeah, I would agree. Also, that's just stupid.
Yeah,
it's so dumb.
And then, of course, the other one is the we're gonna morph now. Oh no, we're not. Wah wah wah, like kind of thing.
I think like some of the sense of. Dramatism in this movie was a little silly. Like in the scene where Zach and Jason are fighting in the cave, and just before Billy steps in, and they make it like a huge moment where they like show his face, like a close up, and music swells, and then he jumps in to break up the fight.
Yeah.
And then he morphs. And it's like, how did you do it, Billy? I don't know. It just happened.
Mm-hmm.
But it was clear that it was. Like he morphed because he
cared more about
like,
them.
Yeah, he was being selfless.
Mm-hmm.
But none of them could figure that out. Like, I want to do better for the whole group and not just for myself. But no one figured out that. Oh, it happened the moment that you saw that fight, Billy. Maybe we should.
But see, the problem is there. Then the problem with that mechanism is it also takes away choice from the equation, right?
How so?
Well, you've got five Rangers that have made the choice to be together, and that's how they can morph and everything, right?
Right.
But in the opening sequence of this film, you establish that Rita made the choice to take over the world. So right. Now she's not thinking of the team. She's being selfish, and she's still the Green Ranger. She still has the power coin.
Yeah.
She's still morphed in that opening sequence. Like, she is in the green suit in that opening sequence.
Yeah.
Why is she not in the suit?
Yes.
By putting that mechanism in, they can't make a choice about what they're going to do once they're Rangers, in theory.
Right.
Which would be a cool safeguard, for example, against the idea of a Rita-type character.
Right.
But then it also negates the possibility of her being an evil Ranger, that the coin isn't... Because, again, in the show, that they make the green coin,
We saw how difficult it was to become a Ranger and to morph.
Yeah.
So how is Rita just allowed...
Yeah, like, does she trick it? She's like, you know, I want to help my friends by taking over the world.
Yeah.
Go, go, Rita Ranger. Whatever, I don't know. Oh, dude, I wanted to tell you the story, by the way.
Okay.
Okay, so, because it's fresh in my mind.
Yes.
And it's about the TV show. So, I don't think I've told this story on the show before, and it's probably going to sound convoluted, but I don't care. I got to get this joke out there, because people will make it funny in their own minds.
Yeah.
For years, since I was a little kid, I've always had this thing in my mind because of the Green Ranger story arc in the, obviously...
in that one episode.
Just in general.
Okay, okay.
So when he is evil, he has the flute, right? He has the knife. Yeah. It's also a fucking flute.
Right.
And so he calls the Zord, right? Do-do-do-do-do, or whatever, however the song goes.
Yeah.
And the Zord comes up, and in every episode, this dragon Zord comes up. It's like, and smashes a building with the tail while he's the evil Green Ranger.
Yeah.
Right? He smashes this fucking building, like, over and over again. Same building, right?
Same building.
It's all stock footage from Super Sentai.
So yeah.
Because I think in Super Sentai, from what I've taken away from looking at that show a little bit this week, is that the Green Ranger was some kind of prince or something. Okay. Ironically, also, the White Ranger is a kid, or maybe multiple kids, it looks like. And that's why he has that cool, like, talking cat thing.
Oh, okay.
All of that toy stuff was because, like, you can be the white member of this task force, because Sentai is like task force.
Right,
like
okay.
I think that's what it means.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, internet.
Neither
of us speak Japanese, so. But in any case, so he's crashing this fucking building to the ground every time. So in my mind, even as a small child, I had this thing where it was just like contractors and the whole like site crew is coming back every day and being like, oh, man.
Not this again.
Yeah. So then like for 6 months, they're like working on this building, and, you know, like a year later, they get it back to like where it needs to be, and the shop or like the team foreman is on site.
Yeah.
And he hears that fucking do-do-do-do-do in the...
He's like, oh, shit.
And it keeps happening over and over again, right? And they're just working on the same project forever. So one day, he hears that flute go off. He's just like, motherfucker. And he just goes up on the mountain, takes his flute, and just throws it on the ground, starts smashing the fuck out of it. He's like, fuck you and your fucking sword, and runs off, you know. I've always had that in my head, because that would totally be the way that I would react. Even as a small child, I was thinking to myself, like, if this happened to me once, I'd be like, oh man, that's a bad situation.
Yeah.
If it happened to me twice, I'd be like, the next time I hear this fucking flute, I'm going after this guy. And then the third time, of course, that flute is toast. Like, I'm finding that fucking flute, like, right now.
Yeah.
And yeah, I've always
spent
had that
3 years on this fucking building.
Yeah, one building. You know how much money we are losing?
Why do we keep building?
Yeah, insurance companies are just going.
Why do we keep building it in exactly the same place?
On the water's edge and all the stuff,
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Once he was the Green Ranger, they stopped doing that.
Yeah.
They stopped fucking smashing the building, because that would be a little bit of, like, incongruent with the character, I suppose.
Yeah. But fair enough.
But the rest of the footage is identical still, so it's like the tail comes up and kind of, like, starts to spin, and then, like, it just cuts before the building.
That's hilarious. I need to watch this again. It's been years since I watched.
Oh, yeah.
It's
brilliant.
That's great.
But yeah, so.
Do you want to have final thoughts?
Yeah, let's do some final thoughts on this movie. Would you suggest our listeners go out, check it out? Are you going to watch the sequel, all that stuff, and anything else?
Honestly, if someone asked me, is it worth watching? Yeah, I don't know. Go watch it. I know we've trashed the shit out of it, but
that's why you should
fun.
Go see it.
Yeah, it's still stupid and fun. It gets a little melodramatic at times.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's a decent waste of 2 hours.
Yeah,
yeah,
and Krispy Kreme product placement, oh plenty.
Yes, yes.
Also, if you're a Rangers fan, then you get to see what the hell is his name? Jesus Never Tapped. What's that? Jason David Frank, Green Ranger.
Okay.
He is in the flick, as well as Amy Jo Johnson, who is the Green Ranger. Or sorry, Jason David Frank, Green Ranger. What am I saying? Pink Ranger, Amy Jo Johnson.
Right.
You know, who we've probably all
They have like cameos?
Yeah, in the parts. Scene when they're all like, they've successfully won and they're all flying away and like people are clapping and waving and shit.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
That's
cool.
Yeah.
That's a nice Easter egg.
Yeah.
Just in time.
Mm-hmm. Apparently he was kicked out of the premiere. By the way.
Whoa, what for?
He tried to take a photo of him in front of the screen, being like, I'm at the Power, like for Instagram, I'm at the Power Rangers premiere.
Yeah.
I was a Power Ranger for like a million episodes.
Yeah.
He's in like 3 or 4 series.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
He's the only one that continues on for like that long. I think some of them come in and out, but he tries to take a selfie and security escorted him out. And he's like, I'm the fucking Green Ranger. Like, I just want to see the singer scene at the end where they're like, Tommy, they're calling Tommy Oliver in the class.
Right.
He didn't see that. They kicked him out before that.
Wait,
like, while the credits were rolling, I think is when they kicked him out. Or before the fight scene or something.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause in the credits, there's like a cut and then they're calling Tommy Oliver.
So. I didn't stay past when the credits started to roll.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
I have to go watch it again. Fuck.
Yeah. Well, just watch it on the internet something. I'm sure that the production team behind it, I didn't do any research on this flick. If you can't tell.
I actually like going into
Lionsgate
is blind
who did
now.
It, and Saban obviously. So if you want to see that stinger scene, if you walked out early, you can probably find it on their website.
Cool. Check it out.
Yeah,
sweet.
All right.
Okay.
I didn't have any final thoughts. I've said everything I want to say.
I
had a lot of fun with the movie as much as I thought it was. It was not a good movie at all in a lot of ways. I've been talking about it for a week and a half now with people.
Cool.
So. On that basis alone, on the value of conversation, I would say check it out if you haven't. If you haven't, though, also apologies because we, we've ruined the fucking movie for you.
Well, yeah, so. I mean, you shouldn't have listened to this episode in the first place.
Yeah, yeah. So
this isn't a review. This is expose.
All right, so remember, this is just the beginning of the conversation. We want to continue it on with you. Reach out to us this week on Twitter at Mermel Podcast, at MRML Podcast. Or email us at showupmoviesfrommylife.com. Leave a message at our Facebook group, which is Movies Ruin My Life, all together. So facebook.com/moviesruinmylife, I think is how it goes. Or just go to our website, which is moviesfrommylife.com, and click the link, et cetera, you'll find your way there. I trust you. You're smart.
You're listening to this, you must be.
Oh, of course. Totally. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, Google Play Music, wherever podcasts are heard. You can find us there. And if we're not where you listen to podcasts, let us know and we will get there for you. While you're there, if you wouldn't mind, we'd greatly appreciate a rating and review if possible, because we love reading them. We like seeing new stuff, whether you love or hate us. And also it does help other people find us. So, hook a brother up.
Yes.
In any case, you can also reach out to both myself and Abdullah on Twitter.
Yeah.
Abdullah, how can people find you on Twitter?
It's just Abdullah Naqvi.
Cool. Cool. Yeah. And you can click the link in the show notes for this episode to go to his Twitter page.
Sweet.
And you can find me on Twitter at NotBrandonFleet. I think that's about it.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for hanging out with us. No one will ever take them down. The power lies on them.
guys brought to you today by Krispy Kreme. Go to KrispyKreme.com/MRML for 10% off your next Krispy Kreme purchase.
Use coupon code MRMLCREAM.
That's MRMLKREME. Check out. Tell them Brandon sent you.